Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 After. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Gaydon. Mullings.com is his website where you can find, you can subscribe to his thrice weekly cyber column. Folks, you don't want to miss this. If you're a Republican, you're going to want to know what he thinks. If you're a Democrat, you're going to want to know what he's up to. Rich, thanks again for hanging out with us. Folks, we're talking about this this horrible, horrible, completely preventable thing that's happening in the Middle East right now. Rich, a year or so ago, a little more than a year probably, you and my Democrat, one of my brain trust members who spins to the left, Bill Brandt, were on the show. If you remember, I had the two of you together.
Yes, I
talking
remember.
talking about the Arab Spring. And I asked you this question at the end of that interview. I said to both of you, I said, Bill, Rich, will anything good come from what's happening in Egypt right now? This is the conversion from Mubarak to whatever was going to come. And I've never had anything like this to happen on the show before. Completely in unison, without talk, you weren't even, you know, you're in one city, he's in another. Both of you at the same time said no.
Yeah, well, it wasn't hard to figure out. One of the things we know, especially in the Middle East in this era, is a power vacuum doesn't last very long. And the strongest force will flow into that vacuum.
Right.
And everybody knew that the strongest force in Egypt, and the only thing holding them back was Mubarak, is the Muslim Brotherhood, and those are the guys in charge. And you know they're sitting there clucking and shaking their heads and saying how horrible.
Yeah.
But they could crack down on these guys. You know.
Yeah.
Right. It's from the Eastern Time Zone. I think it's depending upon where you are. 7 or 8 time zones ahead. So we are getting into the mid-afternoon period.
After the prayers.
After Friday prayers, Friday being the holy day, like Sunday is for Christians here. And I think everybody's sitting kind of with their teeth clenched, waiting to see what happens
but,
this afternoon.
But there are outbreaks around that region, the Muslim world right now. Rich, here's a question. I mark the origins of the problem we have right now, not just Obama's rhetoric, but his inaction. If he could have done one thing that could have turned this thing into a different universe, his inaction with the revolutionaries in Iran 3 years ago, when he completely let them go, didn't support them at all. If that could have been turned around and Iran could have been neutralized, I believe a lot of the problems we have today would not be happening. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, you could say the same thing about Bill Clinton and the insurgents in Iraq, where we had them cornered and he didn't allow them to pull the trigger. I mean, that might have prevented everything that has happened since there as well. Those are the sorts of things that we pay presidents to do. We pay them to make these decisions. But it would be nice if we had a president that actually, you know, took responsibility from having made that decision.
Mm-hmm.
What I wrote this morning in Mullings was that the Obama foreign policy is the same as the Obama domestic policy. Blame George W. And
right.
At some point, you got to say, you know what? That was then. This is now. I'm in charge of this thing. Here's what I and in concert with. This isn't political. This is
right.
This is national security. And I've called in essence a war cabinet together of senior Republicans from the Hill and from and Democrats from and around the country, and we're going to sit around the table and come up with a good long-term solution that
right.
protects American lives. I mean, this weekend is Rosh Hashanah, the Jewish
right.
New Year,
mm-hmm.
And we have over 3,700 synagogues in America, and if I had to bet 15 cents, I would bet that every rabbi is going to his or her congregation and saying, okay, everybody, we need to pony up because we need some police protection this weekend.
Yep.
That's what America's come to.
What do you so it's come home now, and
yeah.
You think you're afraid, and so how much jeopardy do you think Israel is in right now?
Oh, I think they're in grave danger, and they do too. I mean, that's why
they got to feel like they're in an island surrounded by sharks, and the water's rising.
Well, that was always the case, but now I think they feel that that their supposed friends are actually throwing bloody chum into the water.
Yeah, the cavalry's not coming.
To get the sharks excited. So that's a completely different thing. I mean, they absolutely believe that if Iran gets a nuclear bomb, they'll use it. They will shoot it by rocket. They'll carry it in there.
They'll carry it in there
and blow up Tel Aviv.
Don't you believe that?
Oh yeah, I do.
I don't think there's any question about that. You know, in the late 50s, Prime Minister Macmillan of England, one of his aides asked him about what was going to be determined this next election he was running for, and he said, "Events, my dear boy, events."
Yeah.
What do you think? Right. How do you think these events will have?
That's impossible to tell.
Impact on the election.
50-something days to go. It depends on what happens next.
Won't it depend on whether the press corps, the mainstream media, actually takes this up and quit blaming Romney for it?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, that was kind of classic press corps. They blamed Romney for his response. And we went through this after 9/11. People were blaming America for having done this or not having done that. And I kept saying, we didn't blow up those towers. We didn't drive a plane into the Pentagon. Some of these bad guys did it.
Well, okay.
And that's the same thing here. You get trapped into that kind of thinking, and then you stop and say, wait a minute, that's just ridiculous. This is not, we didn't do this.
Rich, my number one thing that I believe about the war on terror is that it's absolutely positively true that we could lose the war against radical Islam. What do you
think?
That's
right. That was number one on your list.
What do you think?
Absolutely correct. Yeah, I think that is true. It won't happen in your or my lifetime, but our children are in grave danger.
We can't be naive about this, folks. We can't have a leading from behind philosophy and doctrine over there. Something's got to change. 29 after. Thanks, Rich. See you next time. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.